I'd like to call this special meeting of the City of Derry Pension Board to order at 5:32 PM. Please rise for pledge allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
States of America and to the Republic,
for which it stands, one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. Bobby Bell. Maria Conlon.
Here.
Mark Garofalo.
Here.
Myself. Charlie Sampson.
Present, sir.
Roberto Santos. And Judy Swiecik. We have four. Is Judy on?
No.
Let the record show we have four at this time.
I'd like to
ask if there's anyone. Shows we have a quorum.
Yes.
Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak? For the third time, is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak? A motion to close the public portion.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Public portion is now closed. Moving on to number five, authorization to update and appointment of the Derry Pension Board and trustees. Discussion, possible action.
Yeah, you want me to just go through it, Mark, really quick?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so, we've been working for the last like 45 days on getting all the documents that we need to move the pension plan to the new administrator. And one of the hiccups that we ran into is that Keith McLiberty is still on as trustee. Byrne has not been helpful in terms of getting him off. They just told me last week that we need to vote him off as a pension board and then send them the minutes that show that so that they can release the funds and we can proceed. So that's why we called that meeting today. So obviously Keith has nothing to do with the function of the pension or the city anymore. So it makes no sense to have him on there. The mayor and myself are also trustees on there. So I guess I will move to remove Keith as trustee on the Derby pension.
Second, Charlie Sampson.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So moved. Discussion? I don't know. I don't understand where we are. Keith was really never a trustee. He has signing powers because he was the treasurer. And I believe we did this for you, Maria, after Agata was involved.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
the board voted to put you on.
Yeah, so that's what I went back and forth with him on. So I'm on there and I've been on there, but because he's also a trustee and was never removed. So whenever he was put on before me, he was never actually removed as a trustee. So in order for the paperwork to go smoothly, it can't be like we would need his signature on everything in order to do that. Which obviously that makes no sense at this point since he has nothing to do with it.
I guess the glitch that I'm having is the plan document doesn't list
as
trustees.
Yes, but he's also a trustee. Not only is he the trustee, Steve, but he's been getting all the statements for the last, like I've been saying, why am I not getting any statements? They've been going to him. So he's been the one that they've been sending, you know, I get the report, the quarterly report. But
yeah, and I was getting it too, and then I've stopped. I haven't seen one since we voted to change.
Right. So I think I've seen one since we voted to change, but he's been getting all of the statements. So when the new company has been asking me to find all these statements, I've been, you know, digging high and low, trying to figure out why we don't have them anywhere. Lo and behold, it's because they've been getting sent to Keith.
Yeah. I understand where you're coming from. I guess the semantic I have a problem with, and I don't want to do something wrong, is the fact that the actual plan lists you as the treasurer and the board itself as the trustees. So I'll oversimplify it for the way that I've seen it work for the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. We have the investor come and sit in a meeting at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And the actuary and them, we all decide, okay, we want 10% in cash, 20% in bonds, 50% in large caps, and we're strive to push an interest rate of, I don't know, 4.75% or something to that effect, just throwing things out there. And we vote on it, and that's where Keith would get his marching orders. He wasn't a trustee per se. So if he went to change the bonds from 10% to 15, he would have to come back to the board. That would kind of be where the check and balance came from. And I like I say, I understand you need to be honored as a signature person, and that I understand, and I don't have a problem with that at all. It's just, I guess the term is calling you the trustee because it conflicts with the plan. You're on as the treasurer.
So,
and I thought we ironed this out when we had the finance director in that come in to that point.
Let's see here.
Because the finance director couldn't be on. It's just the wording, and I don't want to set it up the wrong way.
I think you're talking about two really different things, Steve. So in order for us to move money from the current plan over to the new one, we need all the custody statements from all the companies that have any holdings with us.
Problem and that's why we voted back in, I don't know, where did we do it? In June, July, or May, to give you the authority to move that money.
Correct. I think you're missing what I'm saying. This is getting like a little convoluted. So I can't move it. So like I'm looking at an email now that our Fidelity custody statement has Keith listed on it. So
yes. And I understand the movement that you need to take him off. Yes.
Correct. So it's not about me being the trustee. It's not about the plan documents. It's the custody statement that Fidelity needs to send, which they won't do without a signature from everyone listed, which includes Keith. So the only way to get around
that. I understand.
Okay. So I don't understand what your confusion is then.
I guess because at this point we're calling you a trustee and not the treasurer.
Let's see.
Because the plan specifically says that you are the treasurer and not the trustees. The trustees is the board. I understand how you're making it function. And I guess my point is because we're the trustees, we're giving you the vote to do exactly what you're doing. We're voting to remove Keith. We're taking him out. I understand that.
Right.
But my point is calling yourself a trustee on, I guess, paper, if you will, kind of doesn't put the check and balance the way I see that the fund was written, the plan, I should say.
Well, then that's a burn wealth thing, which is just reason number 500 to get away from them. Because here's the email that I got from them last week. We have no ability or authority to independently remove trustees. This is in regards to Keith. In order to remove any trustee, the custodian and managers require board minutes from a pension meeting stating the removal of said trustee and or signature of the departing trustee and signature from a current trustee. There may be an additional ordinance within the city's trust charter as well. Are there any votes in the minutes from when this occurred that you can send to us?
And if we look back when the finance director and you, when you first got elected, it was like 4 or 5 months later, maybe we got around to having a meeting and put you on as the trustee because you were elected.
Right. But
that's where
no movement to remove Keith is the point.
I don't remember. I don't recall. I just remember. Actually, I thought we did.
He wouldn't be on there. He can't have been removed or he wouldn't be there. So,
right. I thought we did, though. I thought the motion was to. I can't remember. I don't.
But what's really the difference?
Remember. I thought.
What about the interim? What about Walt? It didn't go from Keith to Maria. It went Keith.
Walt. We never had a meeting with Walt. Was there? We never had anything to put Walt on. Oh. I remember doing it after the fact when Maria came on, and there's a question where the finance director was on, and that's not what the plan called for. And when we look back at the beginning of the plan where it describes who the trustees are and who the treasurer is, that's how Maria was put in.
Okay, so all the people such as power. Fidelity, then, all they're requiring is that we remove Keith as a trustee, and in order to do that, we just need to vote on it and then send them a copy of the minutes. Is that correct, Maria?
That's my feeling, because she's the treasurer. She has the ability to do what the board asks of her, which is where I went back to the pie chart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If she stays within the pie chart, she could move money all day long.
Yeah.
If she offsets the pie chart, she has to come back to the board.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we just need to make a motion for that then, Maria. Is that what we're needing?
We already did that, Judy.
We already did it.
Well, guys, I was like 4 minutes late. My goodness.
I was trying to keep this under 10 minutes for you guys.
It was a 3-minute meeting, quick. Judy.
Wow. I am just impressed, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
we can do it again if you want.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, no, I was trying to keep it quick and we had four. So, basically what I had said is I'm having a really hard time because Keith is on a lot of the stuff still, and they just won't release information or move stuff over without signatures of everybody that's on. And it's not like the mayor can veto that. I can't veto that as treasurer because it's what's stipulated in the contract. So in order to remove him, we had to vote, and then we'll forward over the minutes.
Yep. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So the record's clear, because Judy, you didn't hear that part, that the mayor and the treasurer, the mayor and the treasurer are the trustees, and we just have this third one. So we're just making it two trustees.
Well, see, that's where I run into the semantics that they shouldn't be called trustees, because that would give them power to move without the board. That's my hang-up.
No, there's a charter above that, Steve. So trustees are just like the signers and can communicate on behalf. But as I stated when I read the email, it then falls to the apples and oranges.
In your realm, what you're doing, you're basically the trustee. But the way I'm looking at it in the plan, you're not. So we're on the same page. So that's why we set our interest rate and everything at the beginning of the year, and hopefully we don't have to come back again.
All right.
Where do we end off? We voted, correct?
Yep.
No, we did correct. Not vote.
We did. We passed it.
Okay. Number six, motion to adjourn.
Yay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Okay. All right. See you guys. Thanks.
All right. Have a good night. See you guys.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.